Item 4, Health and Wellbeing Board.
Yes, thank you, Chair. I'll pick up on that. So the Health and Wellbeing Board, as you know, outlined to go the responsibility for Chair of the Board back over a year ago now. And in that time, we've been trying to get on to what we as a Health and Wellbeing Board consider it to be an effective body. It's not a scrutiny committee, and there was some degree of scrutiny taking place at that board, which is actually not its purpose. It's a partnership board where we will come together to share some of the thinking around some of the more strategic items that we should be looking at. The forthcoming Health and Wellbeing Board will have a slightly different agenda to what it's had previously. I'm happy to share those with you. One of the items which I know on here, and it's interesting because we can compare the two now, will be the STP. So this board role will be to scrutinise where we're going with the STP. Our role, I think, as a Health and Wellbeing Board is to understand and work in partnership in relation to the STP, which is one of our strategies to be involved with it. So we'll have a different sort of approach there. The second one, an important area, which is around the suicide prevention. And we'll be looking at a report on suicide prevention in relation to priority 7 of our board strategy. And the third one is the new board place-based initiative, which I've been discussing with the director of interim director of health and also with the councillor, Councillor Brogy, who was leading, and I hope we'll be resuming that role in the not too distant future. We've talked about the practical approaches we're trying to get with that, because that is a process which is funded through public health, and it's really important that we make sure that's tackled. And the fourth is the safeguarding annual report, which is a statutory report that we should and must deal with as part of the process. And the last one is to provide opportunities for our partners to give updates on exceptional areas, whether it's policing, whether it's the trust or whatever. So the board is very much going to have a more defined wellbeing board, and I have to say I've stolen one of your bits of thunder. It's that question. What is the purpose of this meeting? And I've certainly followed that. I think sometimes historically it's been that everybody feels they must report to the Health and Wellbeing Board to cover their back, but that's not necessarily what we want to do. It needs to be productive. The people there are very busy people and they want to add value. So that's where we're at the moment. The Chief Executive and I are just finalising the agenda now, and I'll be making sure that comes out in the appropriate time. Happy to take questions.
One question, Dave, is there doesn't seem to be any attendance from NHS England and they are members of the board. Is there any reason for that?
That's a good question, Chair. On recollection, we haven't had direct attendance of NHS England for some considerable time. What was meant to say 2015, but I may be inaccurate. Absolutely, the board manager, I think, we've kept up with the strategies all right now since
when it was. We haven't raised it with the Republican NHS England, and they've given us a reply, but it's almost as though they're reviewing it. So we need to chase that up and make sure that there are some of the future meetings.
Maybe some chair, if they don't come along to the next one, I could ask you to invite them to come here and explain themselves.
I think we'd be delighted to chase that up, given the influence that they have on the Isle of Wight in general medical matters, and not least, and more recently, in dentistry. So we'll certainly do that. Any other questions from members? John.
I would just like to ask a question, Chairman, about underneath on B3 about reporting arrangements. I don't ever remember this committee ever reporting to our committee. So is that what it's saying, Chairman, that they should report?
Sorry, John. Did everybody hear that, or was it just me? No. John, it sounded muffled, so these new microphones need a little bit of technique.
Well, what I was saying was that on the bottom of page B3, it says that one of the things that they report to would be the Policy and Scrutiny Committee for Adult Services, Care and Health. And I don't ever remember any reports back from this to our committee.
So my understanding, John, that is that the Health and Wellbeing Board doesn't report to this committee, but it does a number of things. It consults with Health Watch and the Policy and Scrutiny Committee for Social Care, which is a consultation that I'm here today. We inform Health Watch because they're one of the three partners in our strategy that we should be working with. And if the request comes from this committee, then we will certainly take that on board. And I can also tell you that I have informal meetings with the chair of this committee to ensure that we're not duplicating, but also that we're complementing. Because I believe this committee has a role which is very much around critical friend as well as supporting in that sense.
So that's not right what it says there, is that?
Well, I'm not quite sure where it says that the health.
It says item 2 at the bottom, report.
Yes. Right.
Inform Health Watch and the Policy and Scrutiny Committee from Adult Services, Care and Health.
Chair, I think there's some confusion. Yeah. Could I just clarify? There is some confusion here because what John's referring to is a draft protocol. That's not what is expected at the moment. I think that's what we're hoping to adopt today. And the only thing that's relevant to this discussion is really B2, and then we've got the draft protocol.
Thank you, Jeff. I did wonder when somebody was going to spot that, actually. But this, there is a reason for paper B being in the agenda, and that is because it's a draft protocol, and given the closer working relationships between different organisations, it's a question from this committee, a proposal from this committee, that this protocol be adopted in this form or very close to it. So I think, is that a proposal, Jeff? And secondary is George.
Chair, could I make a remark, please?
Please.
Thank you.
Chair, I mean, I entirely endorse the protocol. I think it's a good way forward. I'd just like to make a comment. As a member of the Health and Wellbeing Board representing Town and Parish Council, so slipping out that role into a role as a member of this Policy and Scrutiny Committee. I went onto the Health and Wellbeing Board a year and a half ago because when Councillor Stewart took over the chairmanship of it, because I'd sat and observed that board for at least 2 or 3 years beforehand and wondered why on earth it existed. I know it's a statutory requirement to have those boards, and I felt it was just a talking shop that achieved very little. Essentially, the purpose of the boards is to ensure an improvement in the island population's health and well-being. And it just didn't seem to me that anything was happening in that regard. In fact, I would say that health and well-being was actually deteriorating during that period of time. Now, Councillor Stewart's taken over as the chair, and I know he had great intentions of trying to bring it forward and to actually make a real difference. But I think starting to tread water again, and I've said this privately to Councillor Stewart, and that I think needs taken in hand again, because otherwise it ends up just being a talking shop of the great and the good in these areas of public service. I report to the members of my organisation on a regular basis, and it's a very deeply cynical report, I have to say. Increasingly, I started off all very keen, and hopefully some of the councillors here who are members of the Town and Parish Council might have seen some of those reports. But I was very keen to begin with because I felt that things would really change. But I've got increasingly cynical in recent times. This has reverted to what it was. So I'm pleased to see the Councillor Stewart is here. And I do think the protocol will actually try to start and focus what the Health and Wellbeing Board should be doing, how it relates to our partners in Health Watch, who do some tremendous work on it, by the way, in relation to this Policy and Scrutiny Committee. So that's why I'm proposing the protocol, and I hope we will endorse the whole world. Thank you, Chair. Thank you very much, Jeff. Dave, I think the message is that we'd like to see greater focus and synchronisation. Is there anything you can give us apart from what you've already given us on assurance about?
I think we can on one part, and then I'm going to have a question on the other. The first part is under the page B2 of the paper. It says the Health and Wellbeing Board takes an overview of the island population's health and wellbeing, which is why we have a strategic meeting of that nature, and makes plans to improve it. So that is the implementation of our strategy, and then delivers its priorities, and we have 10 priorities, which the Health and Working Board manager and I are currently working through to make sure we're on target for those. My question is, B3, 4, 5 are then an unmarked document from somewhere.
Chairman, that is part of the protocol, that lists down the individual roles and functions of each separate body under that. Obviously it goes Health and Wellbeing Board, then it's responsibilities of Health Watch, and then this committee. So that it actually hopefully gives clarification of the actual roles and functions to demonstrate publicly that there is a difference and what those differences are.
So what's the, can I check what's the source of that information, and then you already said the Health and Wellbeing Board for their comments and feedback?
Yes, Chairman. This protocol has been developed over the past year. We looked at the best practice adopted elsewhere throughout the country and, you know, pinched and stolen a few good ideas. And certainly the Care Quality Commission recently published a good report on about barriers between working relationships between key partners, and this is a development of that work. And yes, if the committee does endorse it today, I'd appreciate it going to the Health and Wellbeing Board and Health Watch.
Okay, so subject to the committee's endorsement on behalf of the AF, what I'll undertake to do then is ask the board manager and Robin behind me to then circulate that to the parties concerned so that they can give some feedback on it. Is that okay?
Yeah, please.
Right. Can we go to the vote then that this committee endorses the proposed protocol for consideration by the Health and Wellbeing Board? And Jeff had a proposal seconded by George, and can we vote on it?
Those in favour? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Unanimous, Chairman.
Thank you for that. Right, next item on the agenda